This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Crescent City Connection, beautifully twinkling purple, gold, and green in the background here from the eighth floor of the, what is it this week, Regions Bank Building. And I'm going to tell you that we still got a little bit of drizzle around. That's going to hang around until later on today. As I swipe here, and I should have swiped before, but sometimes, you know, you're swiping, you get behind on that. About 11 o'clock, that's when it should go away. Then the sun comes out. Tomorrow should be just beautiful. Highs of 67, 71 on Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. Little chance for showers on Thursday. Highs of 70, then going into the big Mardi Gras weekend. Friday Gras, sunny, highs of 67. Samedi Gras, 69. For a high with plenty of sunshine. Then you got Toth and Shaka's Sunday, highs of 70. Lundi Gras looking nice with a high of 71. And then Mardi Gras, maybe a chance, a 40% chance for shower size in the mid-70s, but we're still way out on that. Robert Hogan joins us now, professor, department chair, political science at LSU. Good morning, Dr. Hogan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
In spite of us having a good time and Mardi Gras and everything else, the stuff goes on in Washington, which in a way is its own carnival. Before we get to the budget, I chose last night to watch 60 Minutes instead of watching Tom Hanks talk about the raccoons. And I wished I had chosen Tom Hanks and the raccoons because I think I'd have enjoyed it more. But for those that are so worried about the country or those that are so pleased about the way the country is headed, because let's face it, there has been a sea change. That's not inaccurate, do you think?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, some people are saying what's happening is, you know, the negative side is that it's a constitutional crisis we're seeing. From another perspective, this is the best dream that they could possibly think of happening. You have someone shaking things up. I mean, I like to think of it. I think what we are seeing is a sea change. It is, I would argue, a constitutional reordering of things. You have a president who is coming in and quite literally attacking the bureaucracy, something that, he campaigned on. Say what you want about Donald Trump. He is, in fact, fulfilling his campaign pledges in a way that we have not seen presidents do with such vigor and with such speed, and is doing so by saying, the belief that a lot of conservatives have had for a long time that government is out of whack, it's too big, We're going to attack it, and attack it they have, going after the bureaucracy first. I think that's the thing that's a bit surprising. Most of the time we have recognized, and certainly we like to teach in American government classes, that the biggest way that presidents can have an influence on policy is through the legislative process, getting Congress to go along with him to change and alter policies and alter the bureaucracy in that manner. He's going about it in a completely fundamentally opposite direction. He is saying, hey, I have authority that other presidents have not declared up until now that I can basically eliminate bureaucracies. I can restructure them. I can fire large parts of them. I'm not even going to have to fund a lot of the things that government does that I don't think it should do. Several years ago in the 1990s, we had discussions about, you know, having giving the should we give the president a line item veto, right? Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court said no. But this president has basically said, I'm taking up the issue of the line item veto, and I'm declaring it. Money that Congress has appropriated, that Congress has voted on, he's saying he's not spending. Bureaucracies that the Congress created, he's not going to implement policies that they have created anymore. So this is fundamentally restructuring things in a way that we've not seen before. Now, the question is everyone okay with this? And the Democrats clearly are not. Right now, they don't have any power to stop it. But the most amazing thing about it is, and I think the part that I think is intriguing and also troubling, is that Republicans have not stopped him at all. They are fully willing to allow the president to have a new set of powers that he's never had before, and they're willing to give it to him, and they're not willing to stop it. And I think getting back to what I said at the beginning, this is a constitutional restructuring, reordering, I should say, of what's going on. The president is taking a huge amount of power that he didn't have before, and members of his party that are in the opposite or in the other branch of government are willing to let him have it. And, that has fundamental implications beyond the things that Donald Trump wants to do. It is restructuring our system of government.
And some people are happy about that. Some people are not happy about that. But as I was going to sleep last night, I was thinking about you're coming on, and I always think about what's coming up. And I'm thinking, maybe 20 years ago, this may have been what you wanted, but maybe now you don't. Or maybe you didn't want it 20 years ago, and now you do. Or maybe you wanted it 20 years ago, and you still do, as far as president taking on a bureaucracy, but you don't like it because it's wrapped in a Donald Trump package. And we'll take a break here, Professor, mm-hmm. and pick it up when we come back, because
sure.
And I'm just trying to be fair about all this, look at it from an objective standpoint, because traditionally, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, presidents have tried to influence foreign policy because they can't do anything with a bureaucracy. It's bigger than any one president. The other thing we can address is that Donald Trump is not seizing power that there was from anybody else. It seems as though there was a vacuum that was created by others failing, maybe specifically Congress, to do their jobs and pass laws. So he's saying, all right, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it. And at least that's the way I see it. We'll see what Dr. Robert Hogan thinks when we come back. Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU, 620 Now Traffic, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We invited him on to talk about the budget, but I just thought we'd talk about, in general, the way things are progressing. It seems like a while ago since President Trump was inaugurated. It wasn't, but man, he's just going 1,000 miles an hour. And I think, Professor, it's kind of like LSU running the football in that he's...
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He's gonna keep doing it till somebody stops him. Thoughts?
No, I think you're right. I think that, you know, the metaphor that some people have been saying, you know, he's with all the executive orders, he's throwing everything on the wall to see what sticks and what the courts will accept and what the Congress is willing to accept. And, you know, the courts have we've gotten a mixed bag so far at the federal level. You know, these things go usually to the district level first, and he's gotten some pushback on some things, most notably his executive order ending birthright citizenship, which is, you know, spelled out in the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Other things, he's being able to get his way on these things. I do believe that this is a major, as I said, reordering of things that we have not seen. And it's different than, I mean, all presidents want to get control of the bureaucracy. You know, there are wonderful stories of Nixon, you know, having screaming fits with, you know, his cabinet secretaries. You know, isn't there something you can do to get these bureaucrats to agree with me and to do what I want them to do? And there is this inherent tension in the bureaucracy, the political will, you know, I get elected to do something as president, you should do it. But then you also have experts, you have expertise, you have rules that should be applied evenly without regard to partisanship. And I think Trump's approach to this is that he's president, he should be able to put people into these positions that share his ideology and his worldview, and they should change policy immediately. You know, that's fine, and that's something we should probably have a conversation about. The concern is, as I said earlier, is that, you know, he is taking a set of powers here that's new and different. And I think the question that a lot of people who like what he's doing need to ask themselves, hey, I like what he's doing right now, but what's going to happen 4 years from now and a Democrat is elected president of the United States? What's going to happen if they utilize that same sort of broad power that presidents that Trump is assuming here? Are they okay with a Democrat in power instituting a progressive agenda that he snaps his fingers or she snaps her fingers and the entire bureaucracy falls in line with their ideology and worldview? Is that what you want? Or at that point, will you be concerned about expertise and the fair application of law? And I think that's, you know, this is an inherent tension and a question that, you know, the country has grappled with, all countries and governments grapple with. You know, how much do you want democracy to play a role in these things? Should people always get what they want? At what point should experts be consulted and fair and application of the law be applied?
It's not, I think some people have a problem with the approach of, and I'll make the analogy to weed and feed your lawn. You can either, you know, the lawn is not perfect. There are weeds in there that need to be weeded out, but do you want to kill everything? And then how long does it take you to get anything to grow again? Or do you want to be selective about it? And I think that's what has some attention of some people, right?
Sure. And Elon Musk wielding literally a chainsaw is a wonderful metaphor. It's how they're going about this. I mean, they're going about it in a way that seems extraordinarily swift without much concern for the implications. And that's something that I think people across the ideological and political spectrum should be concerned about.
And then to carry the metaphor forward, if you do kill everything, how long does it take to grow it back? And then how much mud will you lose that washes off while you don't have anything growing there? Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. Mike Dettillier joins us as we come back. WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Give me a take here at text at 504-260-1870. It's been a busy first month for the president. How would you describe and how do you feel about what's going on in the country? 6:30 now, time for WWL First News. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I'm looking at a tweet here from Eagles Nation. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson made a comment on the picture saying the same face in that meeting, too. Even after the Super Bowl, after a team meeting going over parade prep, Vic Fangio made the defense stay back after to go over the game. He gets to the second half and he says, this is unacceptable, unacceptable, 22 points. He wants perfection. Mike Dettillier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, goes to Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, and that doesn't surprise me. Vic's an old-school coach. That's a lot of people that really believe that he got fired in Miami. He took over in 2024 in Philly, but in 2023 he was with the Dolphins because he was too hard on the players. So that's fine line there, but that doesn't surprise me about Vic one bit.
You know what does kind of bug me is that he was here, 9 years?
Yeah, he was in the Jim Mora time frame. He started in the old USFL and ended up when Jim Mora took the job here with the Saints. He came in, and his title was really linebackers coach, but he really coached the outside linebackers. He coached Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling, and he would always laugh about it. I didn't coach him. I just sort of pointed him in the right direction because Coach Sidwell coached the inside linebackers. He was the defensive coordinator, but he coached Sam Mills, Vaughn Johnson, that group. So, man, Vic's been around a long, long time.
So I guess he didn't want to leave Philadelphia because the Saints are signing Brandon Staley, right?
And Brandon actually kind of is a protege of Vic.
Okay.
He worked with him when Vic was defensive coordinator in Chicago with the Bears. He was the outside linebackers coach. When he was the head coach with the Broncos, Staley was his outside linebackers coach. And then he took the job with Sean McVay and the Rams defense as the coordinator, and they had some really good defenses, though. He did have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. That's two really good players at that particular time of the game. Became the head coach with the L.A. Chargers, and he rode the rocky road of a head coach. Basically, he was a 500 head football coach with the Chargers, and what most people remember him by is that wild card playoff game. They jumped out 27-0 on Jacksonville and ended up losing that game. And I think it's either the third or the fourth largest comeback ever. And I think he never recovered as a head coach from that game at all, Tommy. I don't think that game sort of stuck with him the rest of his career.
Tell me about the relationship between Kellen Moore and Staley.
Well, when Staley's last year in L.A., he brought in Kellen Moore to run his offense. They had a ton of injuries that year, especially in the backfield, and to Justin Herbert. And so that's the relationship. He was there that one season in 2023 as Brandon Staley's offensive coordinator. So goes to show you kind of how things change, they stay the same. And that's just business. It's a connect-the-dot business. You've worked with these individuals before, and you trust them. You've been in those meetings. You see how they work with players and how they work with other coaches. And so, you know, when Kellen got the job, it had been widely speculated that he would hire Brandon Staley. And it took a little while, but it finally got done. Last year, he was working with the San Francisco 49ers as a sort of consultant linebackers coach.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because when you got the Dome Patrol, it makes you look like a pretty good coach. When you got Aaron Donald, it makes you look like a pretty good coach. What do Brandon Staley and Kellen Moore and managing the rosters and the salary cap, now that you're starting to get the staff in place, what happens with the roster? We'll talk about that when we come back. Mike Dettelier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 655, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. So whenever we talk about new coaches, I always think about the Bum Phillips thing, talking about Don Shula saying he can take his'n and beat yourn, or he can take yourn and beat his'n, and that goes to coaches adapting to the players they have or bringing in the players they want to adapt to their scheme. How do you balance all of that, Mike, with Brandon Staley, with Kellen Moore, with the offense, with the defense, with the play salary cap challenges? Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Okay. You're a lot smarter coach when you got the football horses.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. You can be the best coach in the world. If you don't have the talent, you're not going to win. And this football team needs an influx of really good young talent. And the way to do that is drafting right or drafting correctly and finding players that fit what you do. That's the other part of it. Shula did it like very few could, in that he could take a player that might not be the exact fit for him and get it to work. Very few coaches are like that. And so I think it's a key. One, you got to find the most talented players you can get, but they got to be the right fit for you. And I think one of the knocks on Staley with the Chargers were that he didn't adapt well to some of the talent that was on that football team, especially on the defensive side. He didn't adapt well, and he had become an analytics guy, and that is part of the game. But he relied on it way too much. And so it is all about acquiring talent, Tommy. Bottom line, You got to be able to get better talent and young talent on this football team. It's great to have the veterans. I'm all for that. Same thing like in a coaching staff. But I think the good young talent wins in this league. You look at how the Eagles have won, how the Chiefs have won, and you know, that consistency is built upon the fact that they have been able to get that mix of a really good core piece of young talent and mixing it in with veterans that can help along the way. And it's the same way in the coaching ranks. So I would want a guy like Brandon Staley on my staff, because you know what? He's been there, done that. Kellen Moore's never been a head coach. Mm-hmm. And Staley can help him through some of the difficult times that will happen. Not might happen. They will happen during the season and also during the offseason.
Free agency coming up. What changes are we likely to see?
Tommy, they ain't got a lot of money to spend in free agency. This team has normally kind of sat out the first week to 10 days and then get in on the second tier of not as expensive price free agents. But just think about last year. The Eagles didn't spend a lot of money on Zach Bond. He wasn't a very heralded guy. Look what he turned out to be. Mekhi Becton, their offensive guard. He was a bust in New York as a first-round pick. There wasn't a lot of suitors for him. Fit. Finding the right fit veteran players for your football team is key.
Could be fun to watch it unfold. Thank you, Mike. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. We come back, we're going to talk about rail service between New Orleans and Mobile. It's set to start in June. I don't know about you, but you know how they got the commuter service between Connecticut and New York and all that stuff? I'd love to have some kind of commuting train to go between here and there. So, look. pardon me, as long as when you got off the train, you were able to get some transportation.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.